Your first year of college is probably not going to be about all the issues I've been speaking about. Because things like jobs, money, CGPA, all of these issues come after some time. The most immediate issue that students face is getting bored, not being motivated, always feeling like, oh, dude, I have so much time to kill. What should I even do? And most of us don't even have too many friends in the beginning. Even if we do, we still get a lot of time in between classes and in our rooms, and we don't really know what to do, right? Even if we have a goal, we don't feel energetic enough to actually work towards it, and that's because it's not exciting enough. I faced the same issues before, but today I don't. There are some realizations that have helped me get up in the morning feeling all charged up, and I want you all to know what worked for me because I know that it can genuinely help you lift your spirits and get you all excited. Of course, as I always say, these are my own viewpoints and they might not work for you. But I just wanted to help people by sharing my own personal experiences and telling everyone what worked for me. So, without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra, and you are listening to episode 14 of Take It Easy. I personally believe that we have a good amount of free time in college days as compared to a person who's doing a job or taking care of his or her family.
We don't need to earn our fee, we don't have a family to run, children to feed, there's no liability as such. There is pressure to perform and classes to attend, but there is also this relaxation about the fact that our parents are still giving us money to pay our fee and buy what we want to. I suggest you all to understand that there is a lot of scope for you to learn beyond your basic college curriculum. This is because you have 2 to 3 years, depending on your course, to learn stuff online for free. You are currently in the most comfortable phase of your life because you don't need to earn for your own expenses. You don't need to earn for your family or wife or your kids. You know, it's almost like a trial game and you have the freedom to learn whatever you want. It could be football, it could be YouTube, it could be blogging, marketing, filmmaking, design, writing, anything. You have time. You have a laptop with internet and a healthy body. You don't need anything else to learn new stuff. Newsflash, you don't get this freedom after college. You'll have a job, and after you come back from the job, you'll be so tired that, you know, you'll just change your clothes, clean your room, browse Facebook, and eventually just sleep, repeating the whole cycle again tomorrow. Of course, I know you have college too right now. A lot of time goes into classes, but since we are young, we are biologically more capable of raising our productivity. We can wake up at 10 a.m, you know, sleep for an hour, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes or anything, you know, do a power nap of some sort and feel all charged up again and work till 10 at the night. I'm not saying 4 to 5 hours on your passion or dream is the basic requirement, but at least spend an hour exploring what you can do with your life, apart from your basic college. I cannot even underestimate the kind of opportunities we have today. We are currently living in the best timeline. This is the best time to be human on this planet. The internet has connected everyone. There is so much of information available for free. There are some amazing people breaking boundaries and medicine is improving. Crimes are reducing. People are slowly realizing the importance of being kind to each other. Mental health is slowly being discussed and we are getting aware of ourselves and this planet. And all of this is happening so rapidly. It's fascinating what all we can do for free out there. There are so many people who might not get a chance to wake up tomorrow. We do have a chance and it feels great to know that we are alive in this time. There would be one person who would be getting his vision today. And today would be the first time he would be seeing colors. Trust me on this, he would be enjoying every single pixel or inch of color he would see. Relishing every color he sees because he knows its importance. He'd be looking at his parents, you know, watch a movie, look at art, look at the sunset and enjoy his vision for real. There would be a person who'd be listening today for the first time. He could be getting an ear transplant. He would be enjoying every single tune or sound that he hears. There would be a person walking today for the first time. He'd be feeling happy at every single step he takes. Imagine how much happiness we should get when we walk on our feet, look at the world, listen to music, talk to people. And this all is pretty natural. Look at what's happening around us. Right now, I'm sitting in Bangalore speaking to a mic made up of metals. Metals that were rocks 100 years ago. That metal is able to record what I'm saying, converting sound waves that come from my mouth into electrical energy, recorded into a laptop in the form of data. Data which is actually just a bunch of numbers, zeros and ones. Get it uploaded on internet so that you can access it on your mobile phone. You are literally able to listen what I'm saying through data that's traveling through air. It's happening invisibly. And you're able to listen to an audio. That sound travels through your earphones, which are again just a mixture of alloys, allowing sound to reach your eardrums. The eardrum vibrations caused by sound waves move a chain of tiny bones in the middle ear, transferring the sound vibrations, getting them converted into signals that eventually reach the neurons of your brain. How can this be not fascinating to you? Do you even realize what an amazing phenomena is happening right now? Do you realize how amazing we are? And how we've used all these metals and rocks into things like laptops, iPods, cars, bikes, skyscrapers, rockets. All of this was not natural. All of this has come from the soil, and we don't need to do anything because our previous generations have made things so easy for us. So what else do we really need, guys? But then again, all these things make us feel grateful. How do we feel motivated to do something? See, I might be wrong, but I personally do not believe in motivation because motivation is temporary. You might be motivated to score 100 out of 100 today, but you wouldn't be after a month. I can say all those cliched lines that you can do it, you have to hustle around and go kill it, and this and that, and eventually after 3 to 4 days, you'll be back to normal. You know what's permanent? Love. Sounds very cheesy, but I'm not talking about falling in love with a person. I'm talking about love as a primitive emotion. I love the idea of sharing my lessons and using internet to reach students. I love the idea of telling stories through filmmaking. I love rap music. I love how people interact with apps. Therefore, I want to learn about podcasts. I want to learn filmmaking. I want to learn UX design because I love it. I do not require any motivation for this because I genuinely love it. Therefore, find something that you truly love. Now you'll say that, oh my god, dude, I need to score some marks. So, you know, how do I love studying? How do I love scoring more marks? So that is a hack. That is a mind tattoo that I use, and we'll be discussing that in another podcast. But right now, you need to understand that it's very important to find something that you truly love. Subjects, books, authors, people, societies, what attracts you the most? And don't say, I like PUBG. That's great. But you also need to find something that helps you transition from a consumer to a producer. If you love watching movies, raise your levels and read how movies are made. Maybe you might want to make one on your own, you know. If you love playing games rather than just consuming games, go try to make one. Now, the technical barriers are a different thing. That requires willpower and patience and all of that. But to learn each and everything, you need to spend time on the internet, and internet is giving all of this for free. You first need to understand what are the things that truly excite you, and then learn the technical aspects of it. I'm saying technical because in today's time, tech is a very important ingredient. If you are a writer, you need to understand how blogs work. You need to know what medium.com is or how to promote your blogs using Instagram or Facebook. If you are into clothing, you need to know how these big companies become a brand. What is branding? How marketing works? How Photoshop works? If you're into speaking or telling stories, you need to know how YouTube works, how After Effects works, or how editing works, how music works. Don't just find something you love and keep on consuming it. You need to transition from being a consumer to a producer, and you do not need anything other than time and a laptop with access to YouTube. If you're a college student, you probably have both of them, both time and a laptop with access to YouTube. We are running out of time and I haven't really covered everything I wish to. But I hope this gives you some insight as to how lucky we are to be alive at this specific time on this planet. I know things get hard. I also have days when, you know, I'm feeling very low, and then I have to practice being in that uplifted zone from time to time. It's like a sport, to be honest. I practice being mentally fit and active as if it's like a sport. It doesn't come naturally to me. I'm not naturally happy the second I wake up. Some days I am actually pretty happy, but on other days I need to give myself all these pointers so that I can appreciate the life I've been given. Also, do not hustle so hard that you forget your friends and family. I've made this mistake a lot a lot of times and getting so busy that I was ignoring the people who truly loved me and deserve time. Life is, you know, not just about getting results. It's about going out, you know, speaking to people, having fun, and always be in touch with your loved ones. We'll discuss this in another episode, of course. Also, a lot many times students think they aren't motivated to do work, but in reality, they just lack the energy to get work done. Both are different things. You might have a lot of energy to play football, but you're not motivated enough to, you know, actually sit down and study. So that is when you lack motivation, when you lack purpose. But sometimes, you know, you don't have anything to do and you wake up and you're like, dude, I don't feel like doing anything. That might be because you lack energy. It's not lack motivation. It's about your energy that is dependent on food, sleep, and habits. These are the three things. Again, there's going to be a separate episode where I'll share what works for me. I'm also struggling with some of these topics, but yeah, I'll tell you what has helped me till now. Because I personally feel that food, the things that you consume and how much you sleep and some habits genuinely have a major impact on your energy. And if you do not have energy, you will not be able to get up and pursue your dreams properly because you will get tired very, very easily. So I hope this podcast helps you. I would really appreciate if you could share with your friends on Instagram and do tag me. My username is @AnshMehra. I do not wish to offend anyone. These podcasts are only there to help you all succeed both internally and externally. Email me on mrbharatmehra@gmail.com if you think I've said something incorrect or wrong. Today's songs are Tada Ding by Generation featuring Jizzy. It was used by Nike in their this amazing commercial. Go search Dada Ding by Nike. You'll be amazed. The song is brilliant. The music video is brilliant. Do watch it on YouTube. And the second song is Wicked Ones by Dorothy. These are two songs that I listen to, you know, almost on every morning. They really charge me up. I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 14 of Take It Easy.